This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, nothing's going south here. It's all going north. It's all doing very well. I sound like Donald Trump, right? It's going to be great. It's going to be magnificent.
Bigly.
Big, 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 big. Television report coming up in a moment or two. Okay, so tonight is the end of the championships. NCAA Final Gonzaga, or whatever the name of the... What is it, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga
versus North Carolina.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. So who's got money on what team?
The only one still in it, I think, is Lewis, right, Victoria?
Yeah, he needs North Carolina to win it all, and he gets a bunch of points. So
really?
And I think, Jen, that's you're rooting for North Carolina,
right? Yeah, I'm
rooting
for North Carolina. I was sad that Kara lost, or she had Oregon.
I was so close. We lost by 1 point. Really? And so now I'm cheering for Gonzaga.
You are. Yep. You're like North Carolina no matter what.
That's right. All right.
So isn't the upshot of all of this who's going to go to the NBA? Isn't it?
No.
Instead of these guys are out, most of these college teams, the seniors are headed for some consideration by the NBA. Isn't the draft pretty soon? And they go for it.
Well, the basketball season's still underway. That goes through April, I think, and then they have playoffs and all that good stuff.
Yeah, but talk about how do they get new potential
players. Here's the deal with college basketball that sort of makes it an anomaly, is that people get really into it because many times this is sort of the end of the road for these players. Not everybody goes on to the pros. I think their focus for watching who goes to the pros with college football is a lot greater than with basketball. At least that's my perception.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people who go into basketball tend to go in out of high school. I don't know that many of them do a college basketball career. I could be wrong, but I think that's my perception.
Yeah. All right. Well,
there are some, you know, some people make it all through college. Like J.J. Redick is jumping to mind. He went to Duke and then went on to the NBA. So some do, but you're right, Jen. The superstars, they go right out of high school.
Yeah, and a lot of the ones, they might even go, because there's a couple Terps players who have gone to the NBA, but they're, you know, they barely get any playing time. So, yeah, you really don't get to see them play anymore after college.
Hmm. All right. This is not
listen
as important.
Very interesting.
Listen, there must not be much happening anywhere today, especially in Canada. If this is the big story, then things are okay in Canada. It's all right for you to move up there because there isn't much going on. Matthew Perry and Justin Trudeau apparently went to school together. And to hear Trudeau tell the story, Perry was a bully. He beat him up in elementary school. And now they want to do a rematch. The prime minister says he's been giving it some thought. And under the circumstances, who hasn't wanted to punch Chandler? How about a rematch at Matthew Perry, he wrote. And so apparently Matthew Perry replied saying, quote, at Justin Trudeau, "I think I will pass at your request for a rematch, sir, given that you currently have an army at your disposal." So Perry is a half Canadian anyway. He was on Jimmy Kimmel Live a few weeks ago, and he said he used to beat up on Justin in school. Matthew was in the fifth grade at the time. A few years older, he admitted that we beat him up out of jealousy. I think he was excelling in a sport that we weren't, so it was pure jealousy.
I'm guessing that sport is hockey.
Yeah, probably so.
But then, well, Matthew Perry, is just
he plays hockey.
Doesn't look like that. He's that big a guy. Does he look like he's a...
Who? You know, to be hockey, I mean, hockey
like
players are not gigantic. I mean, hockey players are 5'10".
Justin Drew looks like a dandy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Is that, look, why is that?
Can you imagine if Donald Trump sent out a tweet challenging someone like Chandler to a fight? How that would be taken, I don't know, but how would that be taken so much differently than Justin Trudeau saying, how about a rematch? I mean, we all laugh when Justin Trudeau says it.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's laughable. But then, again, it's not, because nothing is funny in America anymore. Everything is serious. Everything's an alert. Everything is awful.
Oh, there's still some fun out there.
Chill pill. Things are fine and funny.
I'm not saying that's the way I feel. Calm down, ladies. I'm saying that's what you get when you start the day if you let yourself be sucked into that stuff. But I do not allow us to get into that most of the time. You know, there's some good news for women in the news today.
Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah?
The female crime rate is declining in America. Women commit...
Or maybe we're just not getting caught.
Yeah, we've gotten smarter.
Really? Oh, I hadn't thought about it that way. Women commit 2 million violent crimes a year in America.
Most of them are just killing their husbands.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, what can you do?
Yeah. I mean, according to that show Snapped, it's pretty much just that's all we do. Yeah. We only kill our husbands.
Kill our husbands. 25% down in the last 10 years. Three-quarters of violent crimes committed by women are mild, simple assaults.
Oh, on just a mild, simple one. Simple on assault.
Other,
just a slight maiming. No big
deal. This is interesting, though. The violent crimes committed against women are done against other women. By men commit about 13 million violent crimes a year, half of which are simple assaults. 70% of their victims are males. Figures based on averages for the year in the annual National Crime Victimization Survey. The violent offenses by both sexes were more serious. Aggravated assaults, robberies, rapes, murders, that sort of thing. This report shows that women are where men were in the 60s, using their fists when they commit violent acts.
After they take the earrings off, yep.
Yeah. But
catch me outside.
Now, do you think that all of this MMA stuff, where women watching women beat up other women, is increasing or is encouraging women to fight other women, to fight physically among themselves? Men are sort of used to it. Its expectation is that men, when they get angry at another man, will have a fight with him. That wasn't always the case, was it? Or was it when you were in high school, did girls fight?
Yes, girls? They were the meanest. Mm-hmm. The worst fights were the ones with girls.
Really?
And I do like that. Physical fights?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. They were the worst
ones. I went to an all-girls school and I never saw a single physical fight with girls.
Maybe
that's
why. I feel like girls fight over boys, and so if there aren't any boys around, then there's no fighting. Yeah, no, we had hair pulling and nail scratching, and they would put rings on. Oh, my God.
Where did you guys go to high school?
I went to a Catholic school. But see, my name, our lockers were put in by your last name, and so I'm sort of in the middle of the alphabet, so everybody would always fight by my locker because they didn't want to be seen, so it was always in the middle. It used to drive me crazy.
Because
you couldn't get to your locker. These idiots were just all over the place. I think, culturally, though, I think it's way more acceptable for women to fight now because, you know, in the 50s, the culture was very much, you know, you kind of stayed behind the scenes.
The housewives, they have physical fights on the housewives?
Some do. Atlanta and I think in Beverly Hills. Was it the Beverly Hills or the OC? There was some physical fights there.
Do they look like
pulling.
They're just girls fighting, or does it look like they know what they're doing?
No, call me old-fashioned, but watching two women fight is one of the most disgusting things ever. I don't know. I can't take it. I feel like we're better than that. And still, there are so many women who just succumb, and they think it's the way to solve problems. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. But Kara's right. It usually does stem from some sort of a guy.
Yeah, a man
thing.
Fight. Yeah.
So then on the reverse, do men fight over women? Is that what most of the fights men have
sometimes,
are over women?
But usually it's just men being stupid and wanting to show that, you know, they're the bigger guy.
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I mean, if a lot of, I've seen this happen at bars. A girl will use a big mouth and then the guy has to step in to end it. You know, she'll start a fight with somebody and then the guy has to step in and end it. So, but that's, I think guys fight for other reasons and it's mostly just ego and, you know, macho stuff.
Man. Well, I guess I haven't missed anything.
You've been in fights, though. I've asked you this question before,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah. I broke up a fight and get in
That's
the fight.
Right, at
I
the
broke
gym.
Up a fight at the gym a couple of weeks ago. And thanks was I got bopped in the nose and in the eye.
Yeah,
at least the fight stopped between these two guys. But, you know, everybody else was watching it. And I said, come on, you guys, what's the matter? Bonk. Thank you for your participation. In a moment, what's NBC getting rid of? Television report up next, 16 past the hour.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Let's get to the biggest TV show of last night, which was the Country Music Association Awards. Backstreet Boys, who apparently were the big favorite. Justin Timberlake did well, though. Chris Stapleton, I'm looking at some of the reviews here, Jennifer. You said you haven't watched this yet.
No, I'll be watching it tonight. I'm always a day behind with this early wake-up call. It's sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm your worst TV reporter ever. I'm the 24-hour later TV reporter. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Something happens
Florida,
on Sunday. Let's
Georgia.
Talk about it Tuesday.
Florida Georgia Line sang their duet with the
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys, and apparently that was well received. Okay, good. Watch it. And you liked it. I didn't like it because I want to watch Madam Secretary.
It was also The Walking Dead season finale on Sunday.
Yeah, which I heard was really disappointing that they left people with a huge cliffhanger. Just like they did.
And that's
season.
The end of the series, isn't it? Or do they have another season?
They must have another season.
They have another one coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was also the finale of Big Little Lies, which is that new miniseries on HBO. It was really good, and I won't be like Doug and spoil it for you.
Thank you. I haven't seen it yet.
Juicy.
That's Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon.
Witherspoon and Shailene Woodley. Yeah.
Yeah. She takes a shower. Is that what happens at the end?
Yep. Yep.
She uses deodorant. Woohoo! It's a happy ending.
NBC is getting rid of its Olympic TV daytime delays.
Oh.
A lot of complaining last year about the gymnastics team taking home the gold. Nobody knew about it until 4 hours after it happened.
Well, and then it was a spoiler alert because it was all over Twitter. So everyone did know, but we didn't actually get to see it.
Get to see it.
Yeah.
So they're going to change that from what happened in Rio. So where's the next Olympic event? Anybody?
Japan.
It's Japan, and then Los Angeles, Dougie, is competing for 2024.
Yeah, 2024.
Yeah.
I'm right about that. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
All right, tonight, oh boy, lots of stuff going on. You've got Dancing with the Stars and The Voice. The Voice is doing their knockouts premiere. Dancing with the Stars has their third week of performances, which features a Vegas night theme with iconic Las Vegas songs. There's a brand new episode of 24 on Fox. That's at 8 p.m. New episode of Taken on NBC and the NCAA basketball tournament, North Carolina versus Gonzaga. So you've got lots to choose from. Sports, reality, drama, everything.
So Bill O'Reilly, speaking of drama, it turns out that Fox was thinking about sending him goodbye because they spent $13 million paying off women who charged him with sexual whatever at Fox, but they renewed him last Friday.
Yeah, obviously it was worth it, right?
Yeah, right, to pay out $13 million.
Pay him off, give him a salary.
All right, see you later. 21 past the hour.
In these these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Musical news. Mama. Elton John has had a profound impact on Ed Sheeran's career. And apparently this goes beyond the musical influence. Sheeran is one of Elton's clients, signed his Rocket Music artist management company. And according to an interview he did with Rolling Stone, he has offered plenty of words of wisdom, that is Elton John, to Ed Sheeran. This is why he said, quote, I wanted to start a management company to say to these kids, I've been here, you need to do it this way. I can help you because I am who I am. And apparently Ed Sheeran has been very grateful. Among the pieces of advice Elton has given to Ed Sheeran, from helping him choose singles to telling him to take Taylor Swift's offer to open for her Red Tour, Elton also told Ed to go away in 2015, which he did. Elton said Sheeran was so everywhere in 2015 that he called him up and said, Ed, even I'm sick of you. Go away. And he did that. He went off on a trip with his girlfriend, had a great time, put on a lot of weight, ate food, and came back. You were asking about that, I think. Weren't you, weight that he gained, didn't you say he was up and down on weight?
We did do a story. He put a lot of weight on, and he drank a lot of beer and ate a lot of food and just traveled around for a year. Yeah. And apparently Elton had warned him, don't put weight on, because Elton said he also, you know, Elton tends to fluctuate too.
Right, yeah. So hard to get it off, man, once it's there.
So he said, luckily, he got rid of the weight just in time for the new album to come out. He looks great now.
Good. Well, it's nice, though. It's an interesting connection, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
Get right down to the brass tacks of it. Sinead O'Connor in the musical news. Every hour of the program, we have a focus on music here. And usually two or three stories, including this one today of Sinead O'Connor. Long period of inactivity. She's back. And apparently making a lot of noise on Facebook, Victoria.
Yeah.
Latest update is she's living in an apartment in New York, getting outpatient treatment from a hospital to help her deal with her emotions. She took to her Facebook page to talk about the trauma program that she's part of, her various medications, how she's been misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder. attachment to a particular outcome, she writes. I just wish after 13 years this new program will settle ethically and carefully on a proper set of diagnoses and give me the right treatment. She blogged about how she doesn't plan on going back to her native Ireland because it's toxic for her well-being. She said, quote, there's nowhere I can go outside my house that I won't see something to trigger my mother, my father, my being a kid, everything being very scary. I get so agoraphobic there in that house. I can't leave my room, never mind the house. I feel safe here in America. Nothing reminds me of anything bad that has ever happened. So she really, you know, we all wondered
rough
about
time.
Her.
Yeah.
And her state of mind, the way she looked and things that she did, like rip up a picture of the Pope. That didn't do her career any good. Speaking of careers and how well they're doing, Mariah Carey paid tribute to George Michael during her appearance at the Dubai Jazz Festival, where she performed a cover of his hit ballad, One More Try. While the show took place a month or so ago, she just shared a high-res photo from her set at Flashback. Say it again, Doug. Flashback Friday. Mariah covered the song for an album called Me, I Am Mariah. The elusive, is it Chanteuse album?
Chanteuse, yeah.
Soon after his death, a note honoring the singer was posted on Carey's website. Quote, George Michael was an original. He changed music and his music changed lives. We'll continue to mourn the loss of an incredible artist and a friend, but his music will keep us smiling and dancing forever. So that's Mariah on George Michael. Nice to hear those words. 28 minutes after the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, when you buy one HP ink, you'll get the second 40% off.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off, and experience the outstanding print quality of original HP ink cartridges.
It's 4817. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Turn your magic on. To me, she said, everything you want to dream away. Under this pressure, under this weight, we are diamonds. And I feel my heart.
All right, 34 after the hour. How are you doing? Do you have a yes today? Are you saying yes for the day today? I hope you are. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We'll have some sports news for you in a moment. This is big news, really. We also have some additional food news. The big news, though, comes from the Crayola coloring. What do they call this? The Crayola crayon. Crayola is a name. We call them Crayola. It's kind of like Kleenex, which is tissue paper. You know how the name of a product becomes the name of what
right.
it really is?
Like Clorox and, yeah, and Xerox right. and, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Crayola has a color naming contest because they have a new color.
Wow.
Look at this, boys and girls. They have retired dark yellow dandelion. My God, what an outrage. It's no longer in the 24-pack. I'm not buying any Crayolas anymore. They're going to add a new color. Crayola executives at National Crayon Day last Friday center stage to give fans the details of this contest. Senior Vice President of Marketing said the new crayon will be in the blue family. The exact color will be revealed next month. Won't be added to the box till later in the summer. Got to have a name first. So they're enlisting you to help with that task. National contest. Wow, this is really upsetting. Dandelion crayon gone.
People, like, color. Actually on social media were upset by this.
Oh, it is upsetting.
I mean, I don't know why they retired dandelion, but...
How many different whites do they have?
They just have one. But no one uses it, right.
Yeah, but what do you use white? What do you use a white crayon for?
Right.
The answer is nothing. Because you can't see it. I remember when we go into a restaurant with Miles, we always have crayons with us. We have a package, and then sometimes the restaurants themselves have crayons and things that you can use to color, you know, that kind of stuff. It's cool. It's really, I don't understand.
I guess sometimes
why they
restaurants
would get rid of that yellow. That was a cool yellow.
Sometimes restaurants have the brown paper on the tables for kids draw on, so I guess maybe you can see the white on that, but yeah, I don't really get that. How am I supposed to color my adult coloring books now without my dandelion?
Yeah.
Crayon? Come on.
What an outrage. Damn those people. All right, anyway, so that's the crayon story. Let's get to the sports news. We only have one Biff here, so she'll have to take the responsibility for both of the Biffs. Lombardi Trophy. You see the a lot of pictures of the state police and what happened on this Saturday night escapade. Car transporting. This was a state police car, I think, wasn't it? Was transporting the Super Bowl trophy to the insurance company up in Maine. The car struck a deer.
Well, yeah, it was a regular. It has, I guess, two people who are the handlers of the trophy. This is the Super Bowl, the Patriots Super Bowl trophy, and so they struck the deer, and then a Maine state trooper was called to the car deer accident site, and the car was totaled and not able to be driven. And he said, he posted this all on Facebook, and he said he was listening to this couple talk about they were on a deadline and they had to get the trophy. They just said the trophy, and they had to get the trophy to this insurance center, and then it needed to be at Fenway for opening day. And so he was starting to put it together, like, okay, whatever this trophy is, this is a pretty big deal. And so he gave them a ride to where they needed to go, and it turned out it was the Lombardi Trophy, and so he was overjoyed and that he was the official transport for it, and so he took pictures with it before posting it on Facebook.
Wow. How about that?
But the good news is the trophy didn't have a scratch on it. It made it through the accident just fine.
All right, so we've been talking about the NCAA and the finals for the March Madness and who wins and what happens to these players. And you said, when we were talking about this, you think I wasn't paying attention to you, but I actually was paying a lot of attention to you. Most of the players that move on are actually high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
And so what came to mind was the story of LeBron James.
Right.
Who, at that time, I thought it was outrageous because he was a high school player and he went right to work in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I thought, my God, what are they going after these 18-year-old kids for? What's going to happen?
That was a very big story, and you're right. That was kind of controversial at the time.
Yes, it was.
I think he was 17.
Yeah. All right. Well, he has continued. He's done quite well for himself. He's acting, and he's very well thought of, obviously, in Cleveland as a savior for one of Cleveland's had a pretty sad history of teams. They don't do much there in Cleveland. At least they didn't until LeBron came back. So anyway, Fortune released its list of the greatest leaders, and number 11 is LeBron James.
I know.
Which is very interesting.
He's sandwiched right between the German Prime Minister and Governor Kasich.
So why don't you tell us that story of how it is that people have come to like him and respect him as much as they have.
Well, Fortune magazine said that they included LeBron amongst people like Pope Francis and Elon Musk because of his leadership on and off the court. And he has his LeBron James Family Foundation that has done a lot of great work. He gives back to his hometown of Akron, Ohio. He has a program that provides bicycles for kids who can't afford them so that they can make it to school. His foundation is now offering educational and financial support even to Akron adults who want to get their GED, and he's giving full scholarships, college scholarships, to 1,000, actually it's 1,100 underprivileged kids just from Akron, Ohio. So he has really given back to his hometown, and he also has said that he wouldn't be where he is without parents and teachers and his coaches growing up, and he feels that these are very important role models for kids, and he said without those mentors, he doesn't know where he would be. So he's really been pushing for coaches and parents to stay involved and to become mentors and leaders and set a good example for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I thought he was full of himself and full of it a lot when he was younger, but I think he's turned out to be quite a good leader, quite a good role model.
Mm-hmm.
Quite smart in how he handles himself.
Yeah,
that comes from being knocked around a little bit, much as anything else.
I think so much so young.
Yeah,
to be put on such a pedestal at 17, it's got to be tough. You know, I mean, yeah. Look at in every industry when that happens too young, it's tough. But he really, I think that he has matured better than maybe any other pro athlete that we know of.
Well, I think I think there's something to be said for that. How old was? Was Tom, Brady, when he, wasn't he like 23 or something? How old was he when he took over the quarterback position with that?
I don't know how old he was when he took over New England, but he went through college and kind of worked up the ranks. He wasn't an overnight household name like LeBron was, though.
Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, he like a lot of NFL players, worked his way up, through the ranks and has become great. But LeBron had this just overnight, everyone knew the name LeBron James. I mean, it was just amazing.
Well, he was that good in high school. That's bingo bango, right?
Yep.
All right, time now, 43 past the hour. Let's talk about sheets. Let's talk about getting in bed. Let's be in bed with the best. All of those things are desirable. When you, this is a company, this parachute home industry that they really have created an industry around the fabric, which is Egyptian cotton, around the stitching, which is done in Italy, around the way that they market these sets of pillowcases and sheets and duvet covers. This is a unique concept, a unique company run by unique people, and that's why they fit so well here on this program, because we have very unique people with unique perspectives. Although I guess under the circumstances, Victoria, there's nothing unique about wanting to get a good night's sleep.
That's true. That is universal.
It's unique often to get a good night's sleep.
Very
because
true.
People have a lot. I had a horrible night last night. Awful, awful, bad dreams.
Oh man!
I was up and down all night long, and I thought to myself as I jump back into bed and try to get cozy, I wrap myself around a pillow and try to forget what was going on in my head. And so maybe this, you have a better shot at doing that when you're in a comfortable situation, like the situation set up with these parachute sheets, bedding that's superlative. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV, and you'll see what Victoria and I are talking about. Kara's got them on her bed as well. 100% natural bedding, no chemicals, no synthetics. This is the cat's meow. They sent us these sheets. We've been talking about our experiences with this bedding because it is so good. You'll have the same experience, guaranteed, or your money back. Send the sheets back after you've used them for 2 months. And they'll send you new ones or your money back, whatever it is. That's quite a deal, isn't it? Imagine sleeping on the same sheets for 2 months and then, I don't really like them. But they never get them back, so I guess.
I can't imagine people returning them, but when they do, Parachute donates them to Habitat for Humanity, which is wonderful.
Yep.
You know, they're not just sitting in a landfill.
So visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV. You'll get free shipping with your order and returns taken care of as we have described them. Comfy, cozy bedding. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Eddie. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Eddie's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a little more food news that is of interest and importance. I wouldn't go down the street, except it looks like a lot of people are working over this Kerrygold butter thing. There's a lawsuit that's been filed in Wisconsin demanding Kerrygold butter be allowed for sale in Wisconsin, following a crackdown in Wisconsin enforcing what many see as an unfair rule banning Kerrygold butter there. A group of residents and a local food company taking the issue to the courts to, quote, preserve the freedom to buy and sell whatever type of butter we want. According to the regulation, goes back about 40 years, all butter sold in Wisconsin has to bear either a federal or Wisconsin grade mark. Kerrygold, which is processed, packaged, and graded in Ireland, doesn't.
Wow.
Shop owners who break the law face $1,000 in fines. So why now? What is the reason for this coming to the surface now if this has been a problem for years?
I have no idea why now, except that the state is making a lot of money on fining people. And the update to this over the weekend, which sounds crazy, but they busted up a Kerrygold butter smuggling ring in Wisconsin. Right. Because people are so, and I eat this butter and so does Jennifer, it's delicious butter.
Yeah, it's good butter.
But so many people were stockpiling it that they actually had this underground type of club where you could go and illegally purchase this, you know, the butter from, you know, random third parties. Uh-huh. And so they had a butter-themed potluck dinner, and apparently they had undercover agents disguised as butter lovers. Good and that's God. How they busted up this. They had $600 worth of butter.
Great. Other food news, Stacy's Pita Chips, company founded in 1997 by female entrepreneur Stacy Madison, celebrated Women's History Month through the release of limited edition Stacy Stands With You bags, which honor the achievements of women. Andy Solomon wants to give you some more info.
This month, Stacy's invited fans to submit their own inspirational artwork for a chance to see three new designs featured on a second batch of limited edition bags. For every fan that signs up to receive a limited edition bag, Stacy's is making a $10 donation to Step Up, with a max donation of $100,000. Here's Step Up CEO, Jenny Luke.
Step Up believes that all girls should have the opportunity to fulfill their potential. We encourage young women to dream big and ensure they have the confidence and skills to accomplish those dreams. The donations from Stacy's will help us to continue to inspire the next generation of female leaders.
The three winning designs were unveiled this week.
The artwork is truly inspirational, with three striking designs that celebrate the strength of feminism and the vibrant power of equality.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So this is Gaston's song from Beauty and the Beast. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man. Should we assume, I don't like to assume anything because I don't like what happens when you assume something, but is this number one again this past week?
You know, actually it got knocked off, but it did very well. Number two by a couple, by 1 million.
Really? It got knocked off?
It got knocked off by The Baby Boss, which is an animated film with Alec Baldwin.
Oh, what a piece of garbage. Can you imagine?
I thought it looked funny in the preview.
What, The Baby Boss?
Yeah, Alec Baldwin is the voice of the baby.
So contrived.
It's not a kid's movie, though.
Oh, God.
But anyway, that is Luke Evans and Josh Gad singing that song, Gaston, from Beauty and the Beast, which is really the show-stopping number. I mean, it's a terrific movie, but that song and that sequence in the movie, I think, is really the highlight.
Haven't you been to see that movie a couple of times?
I went to see it 2 times.
Yeah, and? Was it?
I love it. I think it's an awesome movie. But we booked it at our local theater, so I see the reaction when people come out, and everybody seems to really love it.
Uh-huh. So true.
Even Trump supporters, they have a big smile on their face.
Really. Check it.
So, 2 hours of escapism.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I fell asleep a couple times at the beginning of it, but then I watched the second half of it. Was good. I enjoyed it.
In terms of animated movies, I don't go to see animated movies, nor does my 11-year-old daughter. Matter of fact, we watched the season 7 final of The Walking Dead last night, and it was awesome. I mean, we were cheering at our TV. The villain Negan was going to hit. The villain Negan, hear this out, was going to hit Rick's son and kill him with his baseball bat, Lucille. And King Ezekiel's tiger came flying across the screen and started eating the saviors, the bad guys. And it was really good.
Good gosh. All right.
Well, I don't even know what he's talking about.
I don't want to know what he's talking about. All right.
You're missing the boat.
The real, yeah, right. Of course we are. More real movie news in a moment here with Chuck Curry.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, Chuck has got some art house conversation here. He's become an art house fan.
Yeah, I went to see The Last Word with Shirley MacLaine and Amanda Seyfried. You went to see it a few weeks ago. You liked it. Honestly, I got to tell you, I thought the movie was flat and pretty uninspired. It had a few good moments, but it's not a movie I recommend people going to see in a theater. And then I went to see Personal Shopper, which is an art house ghost story with actress Kirsten Stewart, who is star of the Twilight movies. She's primarily done a lot of art house movies in the last 4 years. I liked it to a point. The first two acts I thought were intriguing. I thought she was very interesting to watch on screen, so I liked her. But the third act of the movie sort of falls apart. I give it like a 5.5 out of 10, slight recommendation, but nothing special. Baby Boss, number one at the box office, $49 million. Beauty and the Beast, $47 million. $396 million in the U.S., $876 million worldwide. Ghost in the Shell with Scarlett Johansson underperformed, $19 million opening, and placed third. Power Rangers fourth, 14.5, and King Kong, Skull Island rounded at the top five, 8.8, $148 million in 4 weeks of release. It's held up pretty well though, Kong. Skull Island. You didn't see that yet, Doug, did you?
As a matter of fact, you know what, Trevor, I think I may miss out on seeing it. It just made it into my wheelhouse, and I think I'd rather go watch Bill Clinton play golf.
Did you enjoy Shirley MacLaine on the big screen, though?
I began to think about that. I thought it was a good movie, in a way. Yeah, it was. I thought it was a movie to think about, Frank.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.